5 Minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 Minutes.
Season 3。
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文。每天呢，我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你，但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里，还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索"每日五分钟英语"，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
那今天在微信公众账号里回复3013。就可以看到今天的文稿了。
大家好。
Hi everyone.
I am Arthur Alex.
I am the yellow background, Jerry.
Oh. Today
you're gay. Get out the way, bitch. Today we're going to talk about a few famous female monarchs.
Monarchs. Female monarchs 就是女王吧。
Yes.
是吧，我们今天女王吧。哎，王吧怎么说呀？
Bastard.
也对。骂人的王八是 bastards， 动物的王八呢？
Turtle，tortoise，
那是龟啊。龟跟王八是不一样的。
I have no idea actually. Sea turtle，
龟不能吃啊，王八是吃的。
I have no idea。
好吧，王八大补，你吃过吗
？No，
很好吃的。好，我们今天要讲讲女王吧。哎，我们先讲谁啊？
Lady Jane Grey, Mary the First, and Queen Elizabeth。
我们今天要讲三个人是吧，就是 Mary the First 跟 Elizabeth 都是同父异母的妹妹。
Oh, of course, Mary was from Catherine and Elizabeth was from
Anne Boleyn, 对吧，是读 Anne Boleyn 吗？
Boleyn,
same thing.
Boleyn, whatever, saves, hurry up.
Okay, 这叫什么 half sister 对吧？
Yes.
这个 half sister 是指同父异母或者同母异父的兄弟姐妹叫 half。
Well, you can say step as well.
也可以叫 step、okay.
Everything is step.
那如果同异母异父呢，就是你就我小学有个同学就是一对夫妻各自带了跟前夫或前妻生的孩子、yep. 这俩怎么叫
step、
oh, step 就叫 step、
yes.
oh, 我还以为是 totally different、
no,
sister
so,
brother
any sister or brother in your family that's、嗯、not like same parents、
uh-huh.
like both mom and dad if it's not then it's step
就说没有血缘关系的但是有、家庭关系的都叫 step,
yeah, step.
like 继父 stepfather 继母 stepmother
yeah kind of
对吧、
like that, yeah.
哎，我想起来了，好像我那小学同学后来这俩还结婚了。
Oh really? What the hell?
从小到大长一块有感情了。
Well, at least they can, right?
Yeah, 都没有血缘关系的吧。
Yeah, exactly, they're not related at all.
亲上加亲啊，这叫。
That's so fucked though. That's just fucking weird. Like, if you think about it, the line goes like this.
你知道中文里面有一句很损的话吧？
What?
祝天下有情人皆是兄妹。
Why?
就损人呀。
Well, I know, but like...Why would you say such a horrible thing?
就是祝你倒霉的意思。
Oh, okay, I see. Lady Jane Grey.
Yeah, Lady Jane Grey.
So Jane Grey officially wasn't a monarch because she was never coronated. Right?
没有登基仪式，对吧？
Yes, the legendary nine-day queen.
Nine-day queen, 就传说中的九日女王，对吧？
Yeah, so she was queen for a brief period of time. I think Jane Grey's mother is Henry's niece or something like that. So Jane Grey's mother was related to Henry in some way or another.
Jane Grey 的妈是亨利八世妈的小女儿，好像是这个。
Oh, okay.
No.
What?
说错了。
What?
她的妈妈的妈妈是亨利八世的小妹妹。
Okay, I'm confused.
Anyway.
Okay.
所以她妈叫亨利八世叫舅舅。其实 Jane Grey 其实挺惨的啊，完全任人摆布成为女王，对吧？死了其实也是。玛丽一世是天主教，继位后被囚禁那个 Jane Grey 嘛
？Yes，
把她关在那个伦敦塔里面。
Yes，
本来不想杀她的，结果他把农民起义不能叫农民起义，有人那个新教人起义
，Yeah，
她变成精神领袖了，就把她宰了。
Okay， yeah， yeah， because Mary。She was famous for killing all the Protestants.
Yes. So,
yeah, she was famous for being bloody, for being Bloody Mary, famous for killing people.
Yeah.
That's what she was good at.
真的吗？
Yeah.
善于吗？
Yeah. She just goes, hey, kill this guy.
Yeah.
And people be like, okay.
她爸也是啊。
She kills for different reasons.
但她至少杀的是没关系的人啊。她爸杀的都是老婆呀。
Nah, he killed a lot of people too. It wasn't just his wives.
也是。玛丽 Mary 就是因为宗教改革引起的骚乱嘛，所以要杀新教徒、
yes.
所以杀了据说杀了好几万 对吧？所以叫 Bloody Mary 嘛。
Yes.
哎，按这么算，他妈的秦始皇也算啊 ，Bloody 秦始皇，对吧
？It's all relative, right? As in, like the numbers are all relative, right? Because in China, killing that many people is normal, but in England, it's not that normal, right? You don't just go and kill like, a couple of hundred thousand.
也是啊
，right?
我们之前讲过，因为欧洲打个仗都几百个人，已经算大仗了。
Yes, I.
中国至少上十万、啊。
Yeah,
对吧
？Population, man.、I remember when I was a kid that there was this story where if you're in the bathroom with some candles, right, and you're looking at the mirror, and then you say Bloody Mary three times, she'll come and kill you or something. So it's really scary.
你干过吗？哎，那为什么要把她叫出来呢？
I have no idea. Why would you call her?
把她叫出来，然后把你弄死。
Yeah, okay. That's good.
前两个其实说到这边也差不多了，除了没手段，你像那个 Jane Grey 其实没有很非常没有手段的一个人
，Yes，
就是任人摆布，而且她怎么说呢，是一个文艺女青年
，OK，
对吧？她爸妈出去打猎的时候，她在家看看柏拉图
，Yeah，
然后、我在柏拉图里得到的乐趣要比我爸妈打猎要多得多得多
，OK，
然后 Mary the First 就是杀杀杀杀杀杀
，Yes，
是吧
？Yes。
那为什么这个伊丽莎白时代被称为 the Golden Age？
Well, if you think about the meaning of the Golden Age, it's like
因为你想啊 ，Mary the First 跟 Elizabeth First 其实差不多，差不了几年。
Not too long, yeah.
Yeah.
But basically, at that time, England wasn't the most powerful country. Well, in terms of at least the naval fleet, anyway. So Spain was at that time the king of the seas, so they dominated the sea basically. They had the strongest navy. But in 1588, there was a battle, and they were defeated. The Spanish Armada were defeated by England, and then therefore England became the strongest.
就是因为那时候其实还没有空中力量，所以海上争霸就是最牛逼的一个人。
Yeah, exactly.
是吧？就西班牙这个叫什么
？Spanish Armada.
对 ，Spanish Armada 是什么东西
？The Armada was the fleet that came over.
写哪儿？我都没看见 Armada.
Oh, it's not there.
在你脑子里是吧
？Yes, it's A R
A R
M A D A, the Spanish Armada.
A R M A R D A
A R M A D A.
啊，多了一个 R. A R M A D A 是什么东西啊
？It's basically like the fleet, like the ships.
就是传说中的无敌舰队是吧
？Yeah.
西班牙无敌舰队。
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the Armada.
就是1588年那个伊丽莎白的打败了这个西班牙的无敌舰队，所以就开始了。所谓的黄金时代
，yes，
开始英国开始称霸全球了，就跟美国现在一样，对吧
？Yeah， well,
其实当年我们还有郑和下西洋呢，你不知道吗？郑和是个太监啊，跟你差不多。若要神功，挥刀自宫啊。
Okay. Alright, cool. Don't I understand what you're talking about?
哎，你真的不知道若要神功挥刀自宫啊
？No，
葵花宝典你知道吗
？No， next，
我本来想说我借你一本，我想想不对，不能这么说，这么一说自己变美。
Yeah.
今天还有个人跟我说，要来澳洲嘛，然后我说哦，他说哎，我给自己起了个英文名，我说什么呀？我说我觉得叫 Dick 挺好的。
Well, Dick was a name back in the days.
我知道，但如果你不是中国人的话，我觉得还好。你要是中国人的话，你会有联想啊。
Yeah, so the other important thing is the English Reformation, which gave the monarch full power over their country. And I think this is a big reason why they could like develop their society in terms of technology and science and all these kind of things so quickly because they weren't restrained by the Pope anymore. They could do whatever they wanted.
其实最重要的一个原因还是摆脱了这个天主教的束缚啊。英国就从不管经济、军事还是文化上都可以得到发展
，yes，
对吧？不是被教皇去控制你的思想
，yes， exactly,
对吧？
Yeah.
打仗嘛，你想啪啪啪就把西班牙给干掉了
，yes，
对吧？还有故事，
okay.
其实你知道还有一个故事啊，就是说现在的英国的军礼啊，
yes.
不是手掌往外翻放额头上吗
yeah. ？Yeah，
就那个时候小白啊，就是小白了，伊丽莎白，
yeah.
小白
，OK，
把海盗。改编成海军的时候去视察嘛，皇家海军就是皇家海盗，这一帮海盗你想整天在海上，你看不到母的东西，你看到个漂亮的女王，你懂的，生理反应就上来了嘛，
okay.
对吧？
对、right.。
那船长为了防止这帮海盗干出这种天理不容的事情，就说女王上来就大家要把手蒙住眼睛。
Seriously？
也、yeah, 就后来就变成军礼了。
Seriously?
女王问：“哎，干嘛呀？这干啥呀？” 然后那个海盗船长就说这其实对你的一种尊敬，后来就变成军礼了、
okay.
都是这样，你看 英国都是这样去。
Oh yeah, I know that, but...
对吧，后来好像所有的空军啊陆军都是这么举的、
yeah.
对吧。嗯，
So some people say that Shakespeare was Queen Elizabeth's daughter.
Daughter?
Sorry.
Shakespeare's daughter?
Sorry. Some... Oh my god. So some people say that Shakespeare was Queen Elizabeth's illegitimate son, but I'm not sure if they're being serious or not. So,
那不一定的啦，这说不定人家有。
Well, I mean, I heard that she disappeared for a while on the official records, but they never said where she went. So maybe during that time, you know.
你说她去生孩子了是吧
？I don't know.
那不一定的呀，人家有别的事情啊。你想，你现在不是正在消失吗？不是正在消失，你已经消失了。
OK，
跑日本去了，谁知道你是去做男优了，还是去做男优了，还是去做男优了
？So basically, there were some rumors that Elizabeth had an illegitimate child, but these were just rumors. I mean, if you think about it, the Elizabethan era had so many famous people, right? And so many accomplishments that brought England to like essentially the top of the world.
其实就黄金时代应该说是英国历史上的文艺复兴时期，对吧
？Yes. But yeah, people like Bacon, Marlowe, and Spencer.
Bacon 我最喜欢了，很好吃的。
We're talking about Sir Francis Bacon, you gronk.
哎，你说什么？又出来一个新的词儿吧
We'll save that for next year.
OK， 也是啊，你要到 next year 才回来。
Yes,
哎呀 ，OK，、
right.
这个培根跟我们吃的培根是一个拼法吧 ？B A C O N 是吧
？Yeah, the spelling is the same.
还有谁啊
？Marlowe.
Who is Marlowe?
I think he's a poet.
哎，我有个问题啊，为什么他姓培根呢？为什么不姓鸡蛋啊？不姓面包啊？花椰菜、啊、
？I have no idea. 那你说为什么白居易不姓红橙黄绿青蓝紫？
好吧，
你说
啊，好了好了
，Speak
no nothing 啊，最后让你来吟两首莎士比亚吧，吟诗，好，就这样，拜拜。
那今天在微信公众账号里回复3013，就可以看到今天的文稿了。哇哇
哦！如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励，也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了。